Audio Generation, Economic 11, 1.
I am Liam. Have you ever noticed that some years everyone seems to be getting new jobs and spending money, while other years the news is full of stories about businesses closing? This is not random. It is part of a model called the business cycle.
I am Maya. Understanding this cycle is like having a weather forecast for your wallet. It helps you decide when to save and when it is safe to spend.
I am Chloe. We are going to look at the specific indicators, like inflation and employment, that tell us exactly where we are on that roller coaster.
And I am Noah. We will see how these big national numbers actually change the amount of money you have for things like clothes, food, and your future education. Let us break down the first model.
The business cycle is a model that shows how the economy grows and shrinks over time. It looks like a giant wave. The upward part of the wave is called expansion. This is when businesses are producing more goods and services. Because they are busy, they hire more people. This is a great time for high school students to find part-time work. Eventually, the wave hits the very top, which we call the peak. This is the highest point of economic activity. But an economy cannot grow at a super fast speed forever. Eventually, things start to slow down. When the wave starts to head downward, we enter a recession. A recession is officially defined as 2 periods of 3 months where the economy shrinks instead of grows. If a recession is very long and very painful, it is called a depression. Finally, the economy hits the bottom of the wave, called the trough, before it starts the recovery phase and begins to climb again.
But how do we measure how fast that wave is moving? We use 3 main economic indicators. The first is gross domestic product, or GDP. Think of GDP as a giant receipt for the entire country. It adds up the value of every single thing produced in Canada in 1 year. If the GDP is going up, the economy is expanding. The second indicator is the employment rate. This tells us what percentage of people who want to work actually have a job. In a peak or expansion, the employment rate is high. In a recession, it drops. For you, a low employment rate across the country means there is more competition for that job at the grocery store or the mall. You might need to work harder on your resume when the employment rate is low.
The third big indicator is inflation. Inflation is the rate at which the prices of goods and services increase. A little bit of inflation is normal, but if it happens too fast, it hurts your financial planning. Imagine you have been saving $50 a month to buy a new gaming console. If inflation is high, the price of that console might go up by $50 before you even finish saving. This means your money is losing its purchasing power. It feels like your piggy bank is leaking, even though you are still putting money in. When inflation is high, consumers often stop buying extra things and only focus on the basics, like rent and groceries. This is a major pro for saving early, so you have a cushion when prices start to rise unexpectedly.
So how does this affect your personal financial plan? During an expansion, it is tempting to spend every cent you earn because jobs feel secure. But the smart tip is to use that time to build an emergency fund. Why? Because we know a recession will eventually follow a peak. If you have $1,000 saved up, a recession is much less scary. If you lose your part-time job because the store is struggling, you have money to fall back on. On the flip side, during a recession, interest rates often go down. This might be a good time for someone to take out a loan for a car or a house, because the cost of borrowing that money is lower. But you have to be careful. A recession means your income is less certain. It is all about balancing the risks and the rewards of the current economic stage.
The most important takeaway is that the economy is always moving. Do not get too discouraged during a trough, and do not get too reckless during a peak. By identifying where we are in the business cycle, you can make choices that protect your money. For example, if you see that gross domestic product is slowing down and unemployment is starting to rise, you might choose to wait another year before making a big purchase. Being aware of these models makes you a much more capable consumer and a better planner for your own life. We have provided a detailed chart of the business cycle below this video. Please take a moment to look at it and see if you can identify which phase we are in right now, based on the latest news. Your financial journey is just beginning, and understanding the cycle is your first big step toward success.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.